Afghan exile leaders, meeting for a second day on the Pakistani border city of Peshawar, are requesting a grand assembly of all opposition groups. They also expressed concern that the downfall of the Taliban government in Afghanistan would create a political vacuum, and that would lead to more unrest. A Taliban official told the Afghan Islamic Press that a bus station in Kandahar was hit by an airstrike today. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad. It's nearing the end of the third week of the air war. Is it showing signs of success?
Well, Bob, success is hard to judge, especially from here, but reports from Afghanistan suggest that the U.S. air effort shows no sign of letting up, at least. Though today's action seems to be targeted mainly in the south. In the north, where U.S. planes have been hitting Taliban positions hard for several days now along the front line with the opposition Northern Alliance, things are relatively quiet today, but reports from the southern city of Kandahar and statements from the Taliban suggest Kandahar in particular is once again under heavy attack. Taliban officials are also saying, as you mentioned, that a U.S. bomb has struck a bus full of civilians at a bus station in Kandahar. They say a number of people were killed or wounded in that attack, but there's no way to independently verify that claim. And indeed, some aid agencies who still have local people on the ground inside Afghanistan say the Taliban estimates appear very high. Meanwhile, Bob, opposition forces in the north say they are planning to cut Taliban supply lines from the capital to the northern city of Mazar-e Sharif, which the opposition has been trying to take for more than a week now without success. The Taliban and al-Qaeda forces defending the city have been reinforced, and even though the opposition claims to be within a few miles of the airport outside of Mazar-e Sharif, the Taliban show no signs of folding. And the opposition is grumbling that the U.S. isn't doing enough to help them capture Mazar or move on Kabul, and I would say that they're probably right, regarding Kabul at least, that the U.S. doesn't especially want the Northern Alliance to take the city, that it prefers to wait until some sort of broad-based alternative government is created to replace the Taliban.
Now, what about the talks by Afghan exile leaders in Peshawar?
A two-day meeting of Afghan clerics and former Mujahideen and tribal elders, several hundred strong, ended today in Peshawar with a call for a Loya Jirga, a grand assembly to be held to help create an interim government, and suggested that the exiled king, Zahir Shah, who now lives in Rome, play a prominent role in that process. At the same time, however, they called for a halt to the U.S.-led airstrikes, as you mentioned, and said that if the strikes succeed in bringing about the Taliban's downfall too quickly, that a political vacuum would be created, and if that vacuum were filled by a particular group through military operations, it would likely result in, the statement said, a new phase of bloodshed and disorder. Now, what this statement means basically is, hands off Northern Alliance, don't even think about occupying Kabul. The reason? These people meeting in Peshawar are mainly from the south and the east of Afghanistan. They're mainly Pashtun, and they want to make sure that the Pashtuns are adequately represented in any future setup, though they are quick to add that the Northern Alliance, too, which is made up primarily of Afghanistan's minority Tajiks and Uzbeks, also be included, not just in charge. And that warning today helps, Bob, illustrate one of the problems in this situation for the U.S., which is getting the Afghans to agree on who or what should replace the Taliban.
That one of the reasons the Taliban seems to be holding up so well?
Absolutely. There's no question that there are some Talibs who disagree with the decision by Mullah Omar to protect Osama bin Laden, despite the enormous cost of the U.S. airstrikes and the effect they're having on the Taliban. Some of these people would like to see the Taliban go, and if presented with a credible alternative, would probably jump ship. But that credible alternative hasn't yet emerged. If you're a Talib in Afghanistan who wants to defect, you get in your car, you start the engine, but which way do you go?
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad, Pakistan.